The Foster Grandparents Program in the Syracuse City School District is growing. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, expansion of a popular program means more support at a time when it's needed.
Jean Rand of Syracuse has been a foster grandparent for 3.5 years in a second grade classroom at Meacham Elementary. Her presence comes in handy, whether it's helping someone with math problems or offering a hug during an emotional meltdown.
My teacher's in there by himself with 26 kids. That's a lot of kids. That's a lot of little critters running around at 7 years old. You know, and some, of course, aren't as behaved as well as they should be.
And thanks to a federal grant, there will be more foster grandparents like her in city schools. Syracuse will become the only school in the country to have these helpers in every first and second grade classroom. Superintendent Sharon Contreras says grandparents in those grades are a good fit.
First and second graders still have a difficult time adjusting to school, still have a difficult time when they have minor crises in the classroom, and they often want their parents, and the parents are working, but the grandparents can soothe them in ways that are just remarkable.
This expansion will put 131 volunteers in classrooms. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.